been known for a little bit that that now is a reality. I mean, now that you're sitting here in the mayor's office, how is that reality set in for you at this point?
Yeah, it certainly hit home. You know, the responsibility of serving as mayor is not something I enter into lightly, but it's certainly something I enter into with a tremendous level of excitement, optimism, and eagerness. You know, I want to get to work on behalf of the residents of the entire city of Buffalo and make sure that services are provided, and I'm representing and serving and producing and providing for every corner of the city.
When it comes to the mayor's parting words, did he have any specific message for you at the end before you took office?
You know, I'd probably prefer to keep our conversation private, but, you know, just wished me well. We revisited some things of the past over my 12 years in office and had a good laugh over a couple things, and he just wished me well, and I do the same to him and Michelle and Byron, and wish him nothing but the best as he transitions from mayor into his next role in life.
So now, as you transition from council president now to acting mayor, what is your vision for the city as you go into the next 15 months in office?
Yeah, I want Buffalo to be a clean, safe, healthy, and innovative city. I think, you know, we face challenges as any municipality does, but if we're working together, the executive branch with the legislative branch, the controller, and most importantly, the general public, the residents of the city of Buffalo, we'll address those challenges and we'll take them and use them as opportunities to take Buffalo to the next level. I think we have an opportunity to maybe revamp and reshape some things, become more efficient, as I said, more innovative, and again, we can really take Buffalo to the next level.
What are some of your goals in the immediate future here in the next weeks, months? I know that you're going to meet your administration, talk to a lot of commissioners and everything in the coming days, but what are some of the more immediate things that you're hoping to get taken care of as mayor?
Yeah, the first thing is a seamless transition. As I've mentioned to people today, Mayor Brown was here for 19 years. It's the only thing a lot of people know in the city. And change can be unsettling, whatever it might be for certain people. So I want people to know that I'm prepared to lead the city. The 12 years in the council, my 9 in leadership, my year as council president of the year has prepared me to lead the city of Buffalo. So that's first and foremost, is a seamless transition. But shortly thereafter is making sure that we are communicating with the public, we're transparent with the public, so they know what's going on in this building. I don't think we can be successful if they don't know what we're trying to do, and we can't be as successful as we want to be if we don't know what they're experiencing. The successes, the challenges, how we build upon those successes, how we get over those challenges. So increasing that communication with the public, and then shortly thereafter, right behind there, is obviously the financial situation in the city.
Is the financial situation perhaps your biggest challenge, or what are maybe some of your biggest challenges that you foresee in your term?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it is the financial situation. I don't think it's something that is catastrophic at this point. I think it's something we can address together, the different levels of government. You know, some people talk about making cuts. Some people talk about the revenue side of the equation. I think it's got to be both. You know, I think you've got to look at bringing more revenue into the city of Buffalo, but we've also got to make sure we're prioritizing our spending and making sure we're doing so responsibly. It's not a overnight fix. It's a multifaceted, multi-year fix, but I do think we can get there together.
And then when we're looking ahead, I know that the term ends in December 2025, and I know that you have said that there is potential interest beyond that. What are at least some of your longer-term goals through the rest of this term in office serving as the
Yeah, again, making sure that we are providing top-notch services, that we're providing affordable housing, high-quality affordable housing, that we're building on the economic growth, we're building on our increase in population, all those positives that are taking place, building upon those, using those as a foundation and a springboard to move the city forward, while simultaneously addressing the challenges and using those as opportunities to improve as well.
And economic development is one of the things that economic growth, as you mentioned. What are some of the key things when it comes to terms of the economic development that you're hoping to grow or expand upon what's already going on in the city?
Yeah, I think one thing people will realize about me and my leadership style is that I like to collaborate. So whether it's our private sector partners, I want to bring them to the table, see what they're dealing with, what the challenges are that they're facing, and how the city can help address those and make sure that we are creating a energetic, thriving central business district down here on Main Street and the surrounding area, And again, that spills out into all the commercial districts within the neighborhoods. Those commercial corridors in our different districts in the different neighborhoods are the lifeline to those neighborhoods. And so I want to make sure that we're providing for those small businesses as well.
And just what is your message for people going forward here as you assume the role and get acclimated? And, you know, I'm sure it's going to take probably a couple more weeks for you to fully be in the groove of things. But what is the message for the residents of the city of Buffalo as we proceed?
You know, to the residents is that I'm thrilled and honored to serve as mayor, and that this is a city I grew up in, that I love, that my wife and I chose to raise our family in, and that it's one that I want to see continue to flourish. I want them to know that I stand ready to represent each and every corner of this city of Buffalo and to provide and serve each and every corner in the city of Buffalo. But the overarching feeling and theme is that I'm excited and optimistic about the future.